The former French soccer superstar, Zinedine Zidane, has been punished by the International Soccer Federation, FIFA. Zidane headbutted an Italian team player during the final game in the World Cup. More than 1 billion people watched that game. He was kicked out by the referee, and France later lost the game on penalty kicks. Eleanor Beardsley joins us from Paris. Eleanor, FIFA decided to punish both players, Zidane and the Italian, at this meeting in Zurich today.
Yes, that's right. FIFA banned Zinedine Zidane from 3 games and fined him around $6,000. And Materazzi was banned from 2 games and fined $4,000. But for Zidane, it's largely symbolic because he has retired, so he's going to do 3 days of community service with children.
There's been a lot of speculation about what the comments could have been running up and down the field that triggered this with Zidane. But do you have any more information about that?
Well, I think no one knows for sure. Both players did confirm today that the comments were not racist. But, however, Paris Match's Thursday edition came out today, and based on lip readers, they have printed what they say are trashy language involving both Zidane's mother and sister.
Right, and I guess that will continue for a year or so.
Yep. There'll be a lot of speculation, but I don't think anyone will ever know.
Right. What has been the reaction of the French people to this judgment today, and to Zidane himself? Where does he stand now in sort of the hierarchy of French sports heroes?
Right. Well, it was sort of expected. It's just now being announced on all the televisions. The real shock of it all has already been digested. I was in the bar watching the World Cup final, and I can tell you people just sort of gaped at the TV, not really understanding what they were seeing. You know, the nation has sort of been divided. Some people say, he let us down, he let our children down. And then other people said, look, he's a football player. We held him up to too high of standards. People were talking about putting his statue in the Pantheon with such figures as Molière and Diderot. And people said, look, he grew up in Marseille, in rough area of Marseille. He's just a football player, and it's, you know, we have to wake up to reality. So his image has been a little bit tarnished, but Zizou, as he is called here, I think he's pretty much still in the nation's heart.
Now, one point we need to clear up here, he was given the title of the World Cup's best player, the Golden Ball Award, and there was talk that could be taken away from him.
That's right, and that wasn't even discussed, apparently, so I think people are even relieved today that he's retained that.
And for him in the future, what's happening?
Well, his sponsors have stood by him. President Chirac still supports him. Like we said, he didn't lose his Most Valuable Player Award. And he'll go down as the best player probably of his generation, and immigration success story as well. And let's face it, the drama of all this and the French love drama, you know, a national icon who cracked at his peak in a World Cup final, that's going to be talked about for as long as they're playing soccer.
Eleanor Beardsley talking with us in Paris. Thank you, Eleanor.
Thank you.
Our program is produced by Chip Grabo, edited by Marcus Rosenbaum. The directors are Rob Sachs and Shireen Meraji. The production staff includes Steve Prophet, Catherine Fox, Sky Road, Martina Castro, Megan Maskery, Amy Walter, Sarah Spivak, Megan Larson, and Allison Bryce. Our editors are Jacob Conrad, Martha Little, and Slate's Andy Bowers. Our technical director is Carlos Asensio, with engineer Leo Delagula. The day-to-day theme, composed by Greg Smith. The executive producer of Day to Day is Jeff Rogers.